Our North Shore football coverage continues now with Amesbury football coach Colin McQueen. They are in the D7 playoffs playing host to Wacona on Friday night. And Coach McQueen, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Bill.
All right, you guys are the number 6 seed. They are number 11, 6:30 kickoff at Landry on Friday night. So, Coach McQueen, just an update and preview. How do you see this matchup and what do you know about your opponent?
Yeah, they're a team with some good pedigree from out west. They've been in championship games. They've won state titles, and they're no stranger to the playoffs. So, we're going to have our hands full in terms of stopping them, and then hopefully we can get the offense moving the way that it has pretty much throughout the whole season. But they're a good, hard-nosed team that runs the ball pretty well. They got a couple of good backs in 7 and 22. Got to tackle them low, got to make sure we wrap and get multiple hats on it. And then if we do that, hopefully we can stop them enough.
Are they primarily a run team? Maybe not so much as Amesbury, but are they primarily a run team?
Yeah, they are. They get to it a little bit differently. They're more gun snap stuff with a couple of receivers out there, but it's gun twins, and they still utilize an H-back and a tight end, and they run it over 70% of the time. So, they're definitely a run-first team.
All right, and as far as your team, let's get some updates. Let's start with Michael Sanchez. Anything new with him in the last several weeks since you and I have talked?
Hopefully nothing new, just more of the same. He's been doing really well. He's only a couple yards shy of 1,000 on the season, and that's a pretty tall task to do in 7 games. So hopefully if all goes as it has, and that's, no team has been able to keep him under 100 in a game. So he should eclipse that pretty easily and hopefully help us towards another win and an advancement in the playoffs.
Well, I do want you to spend some time talking about your team. And since we're at the skilled positions in the backfield, maybe we can continue along there. And, Coach, share some more names with us and roles on this team for Amesbury.
Yeah, in the backfield, we've had a lot of different guys kind of shoulder the load. Obviously, starting the year, we had Mike's brother, Max, right next to him at halfback, and then the other halfback was Drew Schaldoni, and both those guys went down to injury pretty early in the year. We lost Schal for the year with the ACL, MCL, and he just went in under the knife on Tuesday, and all went well. We're hoping he'll be back on the sideline with us, on Friday night, but his recovery has begun, so he's got a long road ahead of him, and he'll get ready for baseball, and hopefully be good to go by the time he gets up there in the fall at UMaine. But, and then Max has been kind of on a slow return. He got cleared a couple weeks ago, but we haven't used him yet. He got a little bit of game action last week against Triton, but he should be good to go this weekend. So we're excited to see him back in the backfield and then in the defensive backfield as well, back at those positions he was doing some damage at early in the year before the wrist injury. The guys who have stepped in valiantly in the time that those guys have been out, DJ DiCarlo has done a heck of a job at the halfback position. Nico Cox has stepped in. And then Christian McGarry recently, we moved him from tight end back to the backfield, and he's done a great job blocking, carrying the football, has found the end zone as well. So we're really proud of what he's been able to do as well.
All right, can we shift to the line play and then on over to defense, I guess?
Yeah, and I know you guys love hearing about the line because they don't get as much recognition. Except our guys might. I don't know. Aiden Donovan and Will Arsenault certainly find their names in the paper quite a bit. They've done a great job on both sides of the ball, but on the left side of our offensive line, they've been awesome. Ethan Kirby has been a guy who stepped in at the tight end position on the left side. Guy who's playing there, Ollie Ferreira, has done a great job, although we just got some not-so-great news about him. He's been dealing with a off-and-on leg infection that came back. So he's actually down in Boston, so we're thinking about him, and hopefully he can get back and watch the game on Friday night and be there with us, but we're hoping for a speedy recovery on him. And then on the other side of things, Robbie Dalton's done a great job as pass catcher and blocker. Nolan Vient at the right tackle position. Danny Hutchins, awesome leader, captain at the right guard, and KP, another one of our captains, Kyle Palin, has been really solid at the center position, and he's he's just a steady voice in that huddle and a positive guy and a great leader in that regard.
Absolutely. Of course, you don't get to where you are right now with just the one loss this season without a great defense. So maybe a highlight or two on the defensive side of the ball?
Yeah, I think we've done, you know, we're a very different looking defense in terms of who we got out there than we were at the start of the year. We've had to shuffle some guys around. We've had to move some people, sometimes based on injuries, sometimes just to put, you know, the best 11 guys on the field. But we've been really solid in the D-line and the linebacker positions throughout. You know, those guys have been outstanding. Aiden and Will are three-year starters at the varsity level at the linebacker position. So they understand our defense fully, and they do a great job of understanding their reads and getting to their fits. We've got some pretty athletic D linemen, especially in Hutchie and Christian McGarry at the D tackle positions. They're long and athletic, and they run to the football exceptionally well. So they've done, you know, that defense has done a great job in the interior and bottling up run throughout the entire year. And then we've had some question marks in the back end of things, but in recent weeks we've moved some guys around. Dorian Willerson has become a go-to cornerback for us. He starts for us now there, and he's played outside backer his whole career up until now. You know, as a junior, stepped in his first week against Linfield, and he's been really solid since then at the corner position. It's allowed us to slide Mikey back to the safety position, give him a little bit more kind of free range over the top, and use his speed. And he's made some plays on the football, broken some passes up, even got a pick one of those weeks. And, you know, Joe Celia's been great throughout playing the safety position. Benny Wood over at the other cornerback position has been good. So we got some young guys in there, and they're still getting their feet underneath them. But I think week by week they've gotten better, and I think it's shown in the scores that, you know, that we've been able to put up there in terms of our defensive standing. Very proud of what they've done. I think it's been, you know, apart from that week one overtime matchup against North Reading, we've been pretty good. We kept teams, you know, at around one or two scores, with the exception of the loss against Linfield, when they scored, you know, two touchdown passes from 40 yards or so on fourth down plays. You know, so I think overall we're doing a decent job.
All right, I want to just ask you this question, because you had obviously had an outstanding team a year ago. How is this team different than that team? And I don't mean as far as skills or talent, but personality wise, or what they do opposed to what last year's team did. How are they similar, or how are they not similar, if you will? I got that question from Sesame Street, Colin. But yeah. There you go. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's a good question, though. I mean, and that's the reality. Every team has to determine, like, what their personality is, you know. And last year, I think we were very different. Even though it was a lot of the same faces, we had different senior leadership. And last year, a lot of the leadership came from the skilled positions. And I don't want to, like, paint it with too broad of a brushstroke, but oftentimes there's a different dynamic when you get leadership coming from the interior of the offensive line versus when it comes from skill positions. And I really like what we got right now. I think these guys are team first guys. They care about each other a lot. And I'm not saying they weren't last year, but they were. I think last year we had a little bit of a lighter approach through the locker room in terms of, you know, holding people accountable and just having a, you know, it was more of a let's have a good time type of group, which was fun to coach. I mean, they were great and they made plays, but oftentimes they found themselves in third and long situations, maybe because we weren't on our execution as tightly as we could have been or should have been. This year I see a group that's incredibly focused, that has boatloads of experience at the varsity level. They use that to their advantage, and they communicate very well. And there's a business-like approach that's balanced, I think, with a love for each other and a passion for playing the game that makes it really enjoyable to coach these guys.
All right, I've got a big question here for you as to wrap it up. It's regarding Cape Ann League, kind of. So you guys are in the playoffs in D7, got a home game. Then you've got Linfield with a home game in D6, hosting Swampscott Friday night. And then you got Newburyport in 5, also hosting a game. Sort out those three teams, including Amesbury. How would you compare those three teams right now? I mean, you guys suffered the loss to in Linfield, your only loss of the year. So, what's the difference among those teams?
I mean, obviously, stylistically, we're very different from the two of them. They like to spread the ball out and, you know, get athletes in space and run their offense that way. And both of them do an exceptional job of doing that. And then defensively, they're very different, too. I mean, they're both very aggressive defensive teams. They fly upfield. They run to the football. They turn people over. So I think philosophically, we're probably the black sheep of probably the whole league, but maybe the state in general. I don't know, but they do things really well in both of those programs in terms of how they play fast and they score fast and create turnovers and make big plays defensively. But I think they'll both be very competitive in their brackets. And like I told you, that I think our Linfield game was a good one for us. It was a good loss to take. Taught us a lot about ourselves. And I think it really could have gone either way if a couple of those plays go differently. So we feel that, you know, being competitive with teams like that in higher divisions throughout our season just makes us better, and we feel really lucky to be a part of the KPAM.
All right, Coach, anything else you want to share with us about Amesbury football here heading into the playoffs, week one?
No, that's pretty much it. I mean, I would say one thing, though, because it's MIAA, they do this to our fans, but I've seen links going around online. We got to buy the tickets online, I think, for this weekend. So make sure if you're coming to the game, get on your devices, and I imagine they'll be able to follow a link right from the ticket booth. But if you do it early, get you into the stadium faster so you won't miss a play.
You know, that's a good point. And, I've seen those same things that you have seen, I think, as well. And so I'm glad you did mention it. Reminds me maybe we should post that a little more prominently on our website as well. So that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, Coach, thank you. Yeah, that's why you guys are in the playoffs with thinking like that, I'm thinking. You know. All right, Coach, thank you so much. Always great talking with you, and good luck to you guys on Friday night.
All right, thanks a lot, Bill.
Colin McQueen with us, head football coach, Amesbury High School, here on MSONewsSports.com.